Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Yo, what is up, champion? Sam Crowley live from the Everyday Saturday Studios on a September 9th, 2015. Just got back from a, wait for it, 12-mile run. Ooh, baby. Wait till I tell you about this one. You know, 10 miles was so last week. I mean, I don't even remember ever running that short of a distance in my life. You know, I mean, oh, Jesus. 12 miles. Are you kidding me? Come on, man. Get it up. It is awesome. What a great day to be alive. Let's talk. Let's chat. First of all, Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, the longest running motivational show on iTunes. If you haven't left a 5-star rating, get off your rusty duff right now. Pause the show. Go to iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating so champions just like you can find the show. All right? Hey, here's the deal, man. I want to talk about experience. I want to talk about wisdom, getting through the pain, making it happen, all those great metaphors. So if you listen to Monday's show, September 7th, Labor Day, I was talking about going on a 10-mile run and how I'd never done that before. Well, I did it one time on my 40th birthday, and I needed literally to lay in an Epsom salt bath for about 4 days. I literally thought I was dying, like my body was just shutting down. I thought I was in really good shape then, though, and now I'm 7 years later, 47. I'm in better shape than I was at 27. I mean, no joke. Seriously, I got to get to the doctor. I just want to have him look at my results, him or her, and I want an independent individual to look at them and guess the age of the person whose blood tests they're looking at. That's what I really want. Because today I started out, and this, I'm telling you, man, holding this vision in your mind about what it is that you want to achieve, I'm telling you, I'm using it in my business. It's working amazingly well. As evidenced by launching the Speaker Success Vault and speaking on stages around the world. It works, man. And you know I'm not this new age woo-woo guy. I'm not bad-mouthing anybody that is. Go do what you do with your laws of attraction. I do believe that like attracts like. I do believe that if you want miserable victim people in your life, then just act like a miserable victim. Go be a martyr. Go complain and boo-hoo all the time and talk about how tough life is, you're going to attract all those individuals into your life. If, however, you want to squeeze the last bit of toothpaste out of the tube of life and you want to be jacked up, excited, you get excited about the air going around in the room and you're fired up, then you're going to attract those individuals into your life. I'm telling you, it's so stupidly simple that I can't believe everybody doesn't just do that, like literally walking around like you ate a banana sideways. I mean, just smiling from ear to ear, you're going to attract those people in your life, and opportunities are going to happen. Nobody wants to be around the boo-hoo, woe is me, did this happen to you too? Does anybody know how I feel? No, none of us do. No, we've never had any adversity in our lives. Matter of fact, you know, we've never had any challenges. We wake up feeling amazing every day. Never had a cold. Never had a sniffle. Never had insomnia. I mean, come on, man. Yeah, of course we've all had that. We just don't bitch and moan about it because we don't want to bring everybody down around us. But you can. And look at what you're attracting into your life. So I set out today. I captured the vision in my mind again, like I talked about on the 10-mile run in the previous podcast. Now, I got to tell you, I didn't hold the vision firm until I got to the bike path, the Loveland bike path where I run. It's like an 8 billion mile bike path, goes forever. And I knew I'd run 10 miles because now that I've done it, once you've achieved something, now you've done it and you're kind of bored doing it again. Even if I'm kind of way out there. I get bored so easily. I mean, I'm a dangerous species. I get bored really, really easy. And so when I run 10 miles, I'm like, eh, okay, now what's next? So I figured when I limbered up down at the bike path, and I really don't even stretch out. I got my $50 crappy shoes from Kohl's on. And when I posted on Facebook, if you don't follow me on Facebook, you got to go to Facebook.com/Sam Crowley. I posted a photo just today, #12miles. I just posted it this morning, September 9th. Check it out. And I got my gallon water jug right at my feet. My $50 crappy shoes from Kohl's are on. And I was fired up, man. That was right after I ran 12 miles. I had a lady who was putting her daughter into her car. She's got sippy cups and a stroller and a car seat. And I go, hey, excuse me, are you busy? She looked at me like, are you an idiot? What does it look like? But she was nice, actually. I said, hey, can you take a photo? This is 12 miles. Can't believe I ran. It's an amazing day. She had a big smile on my face, very gracious. She's like, oh, my God, congratulations. I say, hey, you too. She goes, I just started walking, 2 miles. I said, hey, just get moving. You don't got to get it right. You just got to get it going. Just get moving. Everything will be fine. That's congratulations. I spent more time congratulating her for walking 2 miles with her baby at 9 a.m. than we spent talking about 12 miles. So she snapped the photo. I'm flexing, and I posted it to Facebook. So as I was limbering up and I'm getting ready, I started out on my jog, and I'm like, 12 miles, that's just what it is today. It's 12 miles today. That's it. Done. All right, lock the vision in. Let's go. So I ran 4 miles, and the old man Dana wasn't getting as much sweat. Oh, by the way, it was 70 degrees, not 85 degrees. Big difference. No humidity. It was overcast. So the weather conditions were perfect for running. And so I hit 5 miles, no biggie. Hit 6, okay. I'm halfway. The old left knee starts feeling sore a little bit. And I know I need better running shoes, but I'm just, I promise you, if so many people would not have told me, you got to get better shoes, I probably would have bought them. But now that everybody's telling me that, I don't want to. Like I keep saying, if you tell me to go down the road, take a left, because if I go right, I'm going off a cliff, I'm not going left, all right? It's just that it's not that I want to die. I just don't want to do what everybody tells me to do. So I'm going to run in my crappy shoes from Kohl's for a little bit while longer. So then I turned around and ran back. Now, if you really want to commit to running the distance that you lock into your mind, park your car and run halfway away from your car. Meaning, I'm like, duh, how am I going to say this? I ran 6 miles away from my car. There's no getting back to my car unless I turn around and run back. It's not like I ran 3 miles and says, I'll run back past my car, which is going to be a total of 6, and I'll just keep running. No, you're not. That's like walking past the refrigerator or walking past the pantry. You got to go as far away as you can. So I ran 6 miles away from where I was parked. The only way I was getting back is hauling my butt back the other way. And after 10 miles, I hit 10 miles and I'd already done that. And I'm like, wow, I feel sore. I could have run 30 miles today. It's just my legs, my knees, my ankles, my feet. They ache, right? So it's not because I'm winded. And my pace was pretty good, All in all, I was running like 9-minute miles. For me, it's amazing. I can run a 7-minute mile if I'm only going to run about 3 miles. But if I'm running 12, my pace is probably 9 minutes. And this may mean something to you, may mean nothing to you. It's just a mindset. This is what I'm trying to teach you today. It's all about the mindset. Once you've crushed the plateau, then you just keep moving forward. So once I ran 10 miles the other day, ain't no big thing. Now I'm running 12. Now, at the 11th mile, I walked. I stopped because I was really sore. And I knew that if I wanted to finish strong, the only thing I wanted to do is I wanted to cross that imaginary finish line. I wanted to finish strong. I wanted to run as fast as I could across the finish line, not walking across it. So I walked at about 10 and a half or 11 miles. And then I picked it up again, and I just hauled butt, man. And I got the music playing in my iPhone, and it's in my ears, and I'm feeling really good. And there it was, 12 miles. It took me an hour and 50 minutes or so? I mean, damn near 2 hours to do it. But I wasn't doing it for a record. I was doing it for a purpose. And there's another message there as well. You should never do things. I mean, if you want to break your own records, then that's absolutely do it. If you want to do things better, faster, build things bigger, stronger, absolutely do it. That's the only way you're going to achieve is tracking what it is that you've done. But I'm not competing against anybody else. I know people run marathons in about the same time that I ran 12 miles. That means absolutely nothing to me because I'm not them. They're not me. It's just the way it is. Nor do I want to be a marathon runner. I'm a weightlifter. I don't want a marathoner's body. That's not my goal. I want to get into the greatest shape of my life. I want 6-pack abs. It looks like they've been chiseled out of my stomach. and I'm getting there, and I'm almost there. I want just so much muscle mass on me. I don't want to burn that away by doing too much cardio. So I'm going to run 3 days a week, 12 miles, 13 probably next. And that's my half marathon, you know? And I don't know how far I'm going with this. I doubt I'm running 26 miles. Wouldn't rule it out, you know? I know if I lock that vision in and say, hey, say to my wife, hey, it's 7 a.m., I'll see you at 2 in the afternoon. I mean, something like that. That might happen, you know, and I just start running. I know one thing, if I want to run 26 miles, I'm going to park my car, run 13 miles away from it, and that will get me to run 26 miles. One way, run, walk, whatever. And so the whole point today is, you know, running 12 miles was a vision I locked in my mind, no different than running 10 miles. I don't feel bad. I don't feel gassed. I don't feel like I need to lay on the couch. Matter of fact, I'm doing this podcast within an hour after running that far. I just got home 40 minutes ago, jumped in the shower, came down here. I got my gallon jug of water, fired back two avocados, a scoop of peanut butter, a banana, and I'm ready to rock and roll, man. And I just want to encourage you and empower you to push through your plateaus, because once you've done that, you've got a frame of reference. Like once I crossed the 5 mile barrier today, I wasn't even thinking anything. Like I got 12 miles on the brain. 5 I've done. 6 I've done. 8 I've done. 9, even 10. Now, 10, I've only done, like I said, one other time 7 years ago and then again on Sunday. But I still have experience now, so I know what to expect. I know how to feel. I know how to pace myself. And it's the same way in business. It's no different. If you really want to break through and really do great things in your business, you need to gain some sort of experience doing something, and you don't got to do it perfectly. Look, when I run, I'm sure I look like a complete idiot. I don't even care. I'm in my own world. I'm running with gratitude. Oh, by the way, you know what we did at 7:30 this morning? We changed my daughter's trach out, meaning we took the tube out of her throat and put a new tube back in. We do that every 14 days. I had that puppy done with my wife at 8 a.m., and then I went for a run. And, you know, there was a time when we would spend the entire day planning how we were going to change that trach out. There would be times I'd spend, you know, all this time just running just 3 miles, four miles, thinking that was a huge deal. Break through your plateaus. Do new things, you know. Don't compete against other people. Compete against the person you were yesterday. Are you with me? Sam Crowley, I love your dream and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.